It's almost Valentine's Day, and we all know it's easier than ever to keep in touch with those we love these days. There are so many forms of instant communication.
Hello, Ben. So nice to hear you on the radio. XOXO.
Thanks, Mom. Now, while it may be charming for your loved ones to electronically share every move and thought as they occur, you may not be able to fondly look back at that tweet or instant message a few years from now. Or as Janet Gallen puts it,
those things are useless. You cannot play your Betamax. Your cassette tapes, never mind. But we have letters that are 400 years old and more that look as good today as the day they were written.
That's why Gallen and a colleague started workshops showing people how to write love letters again. A nice stationery with the good pen. KALW's Stephen Short sat in on a session, and he'd love to share what he heard.
It's a cold San Francisco night, but that hasn't deterred a group of perhaps three dozen people of all ages from coming to a workshop at the Bazaar Cafe on California Street.
Tonight, our topic, as you know, is how to write a perfect love letter, and our presenters are Janet Gallen and Teresa Ayers, and they are
also known as the Love Letter Squad. Gallen and Ayers are on a mission to bring back the dwindling art of writing love letters. They have their reasons, as Gallen explains.
A love letter is a gift that lasts forever. It never goes out of style. People keep them forever, and they are going to be as good in 10 years or 30 years or 100 years as they are today, the day you wrote it.
And just so you know, Gallen is not stuck in the past, as she explained a few days after the workshop.
I happen to love social media. I am hanging over the back fence of Facebook more often than I should. But when you get right down to it, a love letter is something that you have touched. It's felt the touch of your hand. You have probably, when you finished it, held it to your lips. You might have just caressed it. You've held it to your heart. You have licked the rim of that envelope closed with your own sweet tongue. You are all over this thing.
Gallen and Ayers created a cottage industry with their love letter squad, which Gallen has now taken over on her own. She says their audience is as varied as the many kinds of love.
There's parental love, and there's filial love, and there is love for your pets, and I knew one woman who wrote a beautiful love letter to her horse, who was really the only creature who would ever listen to her in her life. So as many ways to feel love as there are, that's how many kinds of love letters there are.
She estimates that as few as 10% of the letters produced in the workshops could be considered romantic. And the toughest part, as with most things, is just getting started.
And what do you include? And may you say things like, you're so special? And the answer is no. You may not.
That doesn't tell the recipient anything, Gallen argues. You have to get specific and personal.
When children write to parents, it is parents' response is, oh, I didn't know you knew that about me, or I didn't know you would remember that. So you can see that the gift is having paid attention.
But before your loved one can read what Gallen calls your heart's truth, you have to get it on paper. But isn't having a proper pen, the right paper, and a good desk intimidating to this enterprise?
Sure. People aren't used to doing anything the first time they do it, and I understand that the most difficult pose in yoga is the one that gets you out of the house over to your yoga class. Looking at a blank piece of paper can be intimidating. That's why we have workshops.
Near the end of the workshops, letter writers are willing to share their thoughts, since the recipients are not present. Here's some of what San Franciscans Andrew Abel Gomez, J.R. Nergi, and Andy Turman wrote.
Love is such a crazy thing. We have to embrace it. You've shown me you love me.
I like how you are so determined to become a person of value and are overcoming the many obstacles that you were born with.
Thunderstorms roiled in the hills. Our feet rested, crossed towards each other on the balcony rail. We pushed the broken cork into the Merlot and let the conversation flow just as well as the wine. And that is when I fell in love with you.
Aww. And now, there's just one more task to end the workshop. A trip to the mailbox.
Okay, into the slot.
I'll hold it.
I just want to say God bless the post office and may it be alive and well forever.
Ta-da!
Because we need a partner in this. We can't do this alone.
While the services of the Love Letter Squad are in special demand around Valentine's Day, Gallen stresses that love is always in season. So love letters really don't need to be saved for special occasions. But if that's what's required for you to take pen in hand, well, Janet Gallen would love to help direct you. In lovely San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.